Welcome to ProPod. I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Roy Meakin.
And I'm Ewan Bruce.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Christopher.
And I'm Jack. Today we've got a new thing. This is episode 8 of ProPod, and Ewan Bruce has decided to add a new
Ewan
thing.
Bruce.
To yes. ProPod.
What?
That's me. Yes. That's
what?
Yes. Ewan's got it.
Ewan added in.
Right.
What's wrong with the scale?
Ewan, we're talking about the scale.
Oh, right, okay, I thought you were talking about the
cameras. So,
oh yeah, cameras.
Nobody gives a shit that you added a second camera.
A camera in the first place.
Well, you can now see our faces.
You can now see our faces.
Our beautiful,
designed
faces.
Over in this corner, we've got Rory's shitty Canon.
DSLR T5i.
Rebel.
Canon.
And then we've got a sexy Gamergasm camera.
However, this is Gamergasm's mic. And as you can see,
it's gyro.
It has sellotape around it. He can't get a proper stand for it.
Can I say one thing? I don't need a proper stand because when I'm sitting playing games, it only mounts to my desk and that's it. I don't need to sit with people surrounding me, okay?
You do now.
He's not used to having friends.
Exactly. God, it's so inconsiderate.
Right, okay, so we're going to talk about something today. And it's going to be really, really interesting.
No, it's you and scale first.
That's what I was talking about.
Jesus.
And establishing that, I'm building him up.
Can we get on with the show?
Sorry,
boys, I've got sellotape on hand. Right, come here. Right, so now continue.
I'm probably back to the old days. Right, so you can talk about your
rating system.
Your scale.
Your sexy scale.
My sexy scale, right. This scale is called the Nutcracker scale. Ooh. And this is a very nut-orientated, and I don't mean nuts as in peanuts. So we start...
That was a joke!
Can we get a laughing track, please?
Well, that's just
not a sitcom, though.
Right. So,
the basic principle is three levels of badness, three levels of goodness, and one.
Alright.
So... the worst one is called the Nutcracker, and you basically that is if you absolutely hate it, and it's one of the worst films or games you've ever played or seen or watched, whatever, you should save that for the real bad ones, the only Guardians of the Galaxy. Kicking the nuts is poor, bad.
You've just triggered about half of the people at this table.
I don't care, it's my skill. Kicking the nuts is poor, bad, it's been disappointing, you know, it's a kicking the nuts.
Yeah.
Upset, you know. Itchy and scratchy, it's annoying. Annoyingly bad.
You're gonna get sued.
It was very irritating, but. You didn't have to say that.
So immature.
Tidy is okay, average is not. You have no real opinion on it. You just don't like it, crap.
I feel like we need to have two versions of this list printed off, one on that side of the wall, one on that side.
Well, I'm gonna get a poster.
Can I make a graphic?
No, on to the good ones.
Good.
This one's called Juicy Plums.
Juicy
this was a good film. It was enjoyable. Instead of watching it again, or buying it on DVD. The next one.
So is that Scott?
No. Yes, even. Right. The next one. This is a good one. I kind of stole this off some podcast where he was telling me about. This is called Blue Boss. This is a great film, which you definitely buy in Blu-ray. Simple as that. It's good enough to buy in Blu-ray.
Well, if you don't have a Blu-ray disc,
No, it's so good that you want to buy a Blu-ray.
Yeah, it deserves a Blu-ray.
You buy the Blu-ray player with it.
And the best one is the dog's box. But
this was the
you mean the dog's bollocks.
The dog's box.
Got an emphasis.
This is a fantastic film. But in order to give it this rating, it must be in your top 5 films.
What?
It's a very exclusive one.
Oh, so Guardians of the Galaxy is obviously gonna be in this one.
No.
What if I have 8?
Well then you can't have this.
What if I want all the Star Wars is in the top?
Well, you can't.
Even Phantom Menace.
See, Phantom Menace.
You just hurt the cannon!
Oh, not the cannon!
Not the cannon!
Just move
it
over a little bit more, please.
Rebel.
Just get Jack and show.
I've got a sound already.
Why
is it a sound?
Oh, get that! Piss off! That's one way to do it. That's just gonna peak your microphone.
What was that?
Right, that's enough.
It was a round of applause.
Oh, that was so a little way.
This time we'll cut one from Garage
so, yes,
on top of
in
it.
In order to give it a
that was Christopher's contribution to this event.
Okay, Chris, you just
In order to get the dog's box, it has to be in your top 5 films. Simple as.
I already said that.
Very exclusive, yes, I'm making
You're starting to repeat
yourself. Yeah, brand this in capitals, so I'm saying it in capitals.
Can I have a look at this? It's just like, because I wasn't really paying attention to
it. Ah, exactly.
Okay, so, So to sum up, basically, this is the Nutcracker scale.
So Shawshank is
so
on your
worst is this is a Nutcracker.
Yeah.
So this thing's a Nutcracker.
This Nutcracker.
Okay, and then kick in the nuts, poor bad. The itchy and scratchy, so it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, so when you get
tidy. So basically tidy.
Everything's
right,
in place,
right.
But, you know.
Juicy plums. You know,
juicy plums.
It's enjoyable. You would consider buying on a DVD. The Blue Boss, which we buy on Blu-ray or buy a Blu-ray player to play on Blu-ray. And then, the Dog Bollocks.
Yes, Dog Bollocks.
So,
I can never do it normally.
So, Nutcracker, kicking the nuts, itchy and scratchy, tidy, juicy plums, Blue
yeah.
Boss, and the
juicy
Dog's
plums.
Bollocks. Juicy plums,
juicy
and the
plums.
Dog's Bollocks.
That's much
right. So that's the worst. The Nutcracker. The worst was the Nutcracker.
Nutcracker.
Not Christmas related in any way.
Not Christmas related anyway.
Testicle related.
Right.
Sorry.
So, the topic today. Sean.
Before we go on to the topic of today, I just want to put something on the table, something that we're not prepared for. Is anything interesting happened to any of you cunts this week?
What happened to me this week?
Interesting, not like I went for a shit.
That was a highlight of my week.
Honestly, nothing was highlighted at all this week. It's actually been fairly boring. And I've actually quite
should not be over the past 2 weeks.
Past 2 weeks.
Anything interesting happened over the past 2 weeks apart from you chatting up minors?
I got roofied by a minor.
Oh, shit.
I got
it's not a roofie unless it has roofies in it.
This person got a chair in the face.
Oh, this
Robert.
Chair.
Right,
point
okay.
Wait.
Rory Dennis, if anything interesting, we move on to Christopher.
Oh, yeah, I did get a chair in the face.
Yeah, share your story, buddy. We're here for you.
Make it brief, though.
No, don't.
You haven't mentioned Robert last week.
We're here for you.
Or 2 weeks ago, sorry.
Did we?
Was it?
No, because did that one not get... No, that one's a thing. Never mind.
Just
right, I was doing it. Right. He picked up a chair and threw it in my face. So
right.
I didn't put... No, the leg went to my
so
eye.
So
I
your
that leg. I then went after it, put him down.
Jack, how's your week?
Rory, shut the fuck up.
Christopher. Mr. Boring.
Start from the top because Rory's an insignificant arsehole.
That is true.
So, Christopher was playing Xbox, his shithead of a brother came in.
He gets abused by his younger brother, basically.
Basically.
Robert, if you're listening this week, then we're going to talk to you.
He's
not
abused by Xbox.
He's a bitch.
We should have a caller in. Robert, why do you hate your brother so much?
I hope he doesn't hate me.
Well, it kind of sounds like he does.
If he threw a cheer at you, I mean, it's not like he loves you.
I love you!
To show my sign of affection, here's a cheer.
I
love you.
There was a. He hit me in the. He picked up the chair, threw it in my face. I put the chair back. I went after him. I pinned him to the floor, pinned him to his bed, then left him.
Enough.
Wow. Then the shouting
there
happened.
There may have been a few other things in there.
And thus concludes.
In case any police could be officers are watching, but.
I kicked him senseless and told him he was a faggot.
And thus concludes this session's what have you get up to this week?
No, I'm not on my turn.
What the fuck
what
did you
get
Thomas?
Up to this week?
I just asked Thomas, he said you got up to nothing.
You skipped Christopher, so I'm taking over.
Christopher's boring as fuck, though.
So,
I bet we change it. If you have something you want to say, you just say it.
Okay, my chicken jump defense. Right, this was Thursday morning.
Wow.
Chicken jump.
I got laid.
This is turning out to be a Nutcracker.
It turned out to be a real Nutcracker story.
Yeah.
Right, so
skill in action.
It jumped the fence, got its foot caught, and hung upside down from the fence and broke its leg.
Well, that's
good.
Actually okay. What's my second worst one? Wait,
that's
on.
A little fucker got.
Well,
deserves it.
Man, let me try and remember this. Oh,
chickens deserve it. It's hang out, Nutcracker. Itchy and scratchy.
That's four.
Kicking the nuts. Nutcracker. Kicking the. Well, isn't a kicking the nuts really the same as a Nutcracker
no.
though?
No.
Because when you kick some nuts, it almost burst open, doesn't
no,
it?
No, but a kicking the nuts.
When you crack a nut, that's
no,
a gun.
You know I think the Nutcracker should be excluded. It should just
no,
be the kicking the nuts.
No,
this
no.
one's a kicking the nuts.
No,
no,
no.
Because the Nutcracker.
Who made this skill? Stop trying to take
it. I made this skill to bring law and order to this podcast.
Because the Nutcracker is essentially the same thing.
No, it's
not. The nuts. Okay, in what way is it different from kicking the nuts?
Because when you crack a nut, you crack it open, it's in pieces.
When you kick a nut, it's still there.
It's still intact.
But a kick in the nut sucks.
Yeah,
this is
not
broken.
Wait, let me demonstrate.
Order! Hey, that fucking sucks!
Now put your nuts in the Nutcracker.
Right, come here.
You'll notice the difference.
Put your nuts here.
Don't put my nuts in.
But
there's a difference.
That's a kick.
Yes, smack that.
He has to find it first.
Smack that.
You get involved.
See that ass, and you gotta smack that ass, boy.
Nutcracker says the same thing.
I'm too far.
It does.
I'm sorry if you're listening.
Right.
One of Jack's loves.
This is the way we're gonna do this. Christopher, do you think Nutcracker should be excluded?
No.
Exactly. Thomas.
No.
Jack.
No. You and Scale. You and Mate.
No.
Decides.
5-1. I love you, buddy, but Nutcracker stays in.
I'm a fat fuck, so I count as about 6 people. Right. So
to be honest, if anyone's more fat, it's probably
me.
You.
I
the skinniest one of us all. Right, anyways, let's move on with the next thing.
What is the next thing?
My body is a fat move! He identifies as a beast.
Alright, well that's the mic peak there.
It's probably been peaked
headphone
about
you
right,
my people wasn't.
Right, so get us onto a fucking subject, please.
Right.
New movies.
Will you stop flipping that ball?
New movies. Well, obviously the one we obviously are going to talk about, since the majority of us love Star Wars, I hope, is obviously The Last Jedi.
Star Trek.
The new Star Trek.
Star
Christopher,
Trek.
You can't stop because you haven't even seen the new Star Trek.
I like how he goes to punch me instead of actually giving me a rebuttal.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing
much as Star Wars fans
because
are
you don't deserve
violent,
any information.
Violent and non-sophisticated, whereas the Star
and they
Trek
don't appreciate the gods or the prequels.
Exactly.
I mean, they're the best ones.
Well, that's another thing. This Star Trek never had. This Star Trek has yet to have its prequels.
Revenge of the Sith was good.
See,
Simon Pegg
no,
actually
no.
has a proper character in Star Trek.
The one thing I would say is
a proper character.
No.
Okay.
Who's that?
One thing I would say about Star Trek.
Quarter.
Oh my god.
This is where.
Yeah, we're talking about the
portions.
Prequels though.
Yeah, I'm talking about Simon Pegg.
Yeah, we're talking about the prequels though.
I'm talking about the Star Trek.
He said Simon
prequels.
Pegg as a character. I said Simon Pegg as a character.
No, I said he has a proper character.
No,
just
yeah.
to be honest.
Simon Pegg is a stereotype.
Yeah, but he's in it for how long? You know, like.
He got a glorified cameo in a deleted scene. He got a glorified cameo.
Oh.
And he wasn't even sure.
He wasn't a character, he was a stereotype.
He's
in
he was
a
voice.
He was a voice, a big fat junkie that likes to steal stuff.
To me, it's Star Trek is very special. To me, it's
amazing. One person talking to me. When Rey's giving her scraps to the desk, and there's a big, like, sort of sluggish guy, and he's going, quote, abortion. Okay, that was Simon Pegg.
Oh, that's it.
That was Simon Pegg. Yes.
That wasn't a very Pegg performance.
Probably
pegged down.
Was there a Cornetto in there somewhere?
There's no Cornetto.
I don't know if there's any Cornettos.
I'm pretty sure I saw
trilogy.
Scotty eating a Cornetto somewhere in the original.
No,
he
definitely did.
In fact, that's a good conversation. What's actually better, the new? Because now I think Star Trek's had the
so
new
we're
ones.
From, oh, right, okay.
The new one Star Trek's kind of had its trilogy.
Star Trek.
New movies to Star Trek.
Star Trek's had its trilogy. Tell us, there's going to be more. But
we'll
Star
come
Trek
back.
So what's better, the original Star Wars trilogy? Or this new Star Trek
trilogy.
See,
to be honest, I'm biased with Star Wars. I love Star Wars from a young child.
Yeah,
I'm
biased too.
I had the action figures, the Lego, fucking you name it. Star Wars. I fucking had a Star Wars backpack I took to primary school. Right? I've always
got a Lego queuing.
Lego is too expensive.
Lego queuings. I know the Lego sets had games.
I had a lot of the Lego sets.
How much was your Millennium Falcon?
My Millennium Falcon was 109 euros, which is about
for some plastic.
95 pounds.
For some plastic.
See, to be honest, you're saying for some plastic, right?
It's not just the plastic. It's what the plastic.
Are you
is.
But that's like saying like a Rolls Royce is just some metal and leather.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's like saying fucking Fiat.
It's the hard craftsmanship. That house is just a load of cement.
It's not that. It's the experience you get of building it. It's the satisfaction of it sitting there.
Someone's
on the
had
shelf.
To think that through. How do you put
yeah.
all those plastic
it's,
bits
it's
together?
Easy.
The other thing as well is, if I want, I've always wanted to have a Millennium Falcon displayed in my room, right?
Yep.
But the closest you can get to that is the action figure ones, right?
Yep.
And they're made for kids, so the Millennium Falcon has this big massive box in the middle of it. You press a button, and a big missile pops in the middle. I just want a fucking scale model.
It's,
Although Lego's not too scale or maybe not as detailed, it just looks awesome.
It's easy to look at a Lego Millennium Falcon already constructed and go, but as Sean said, it's the craftsmanship, it's the work that went into it.
Yes.
But
point
plus
B, you get the enjoyment of building it.
But I agree with that too.
And then
either way, they'll expand. So that is too though. But
right now,
Sean and
to be honest, wait, can I interrupt?
Right.
You spend tons of money on bits of wood and metal strings.
He's got a point.
If you want to dumb down guitars, that's the way you go.
Although, to be fair, at the end of the day, you can play a guitar. You can't bring a Millennium Falcon.
You can't just go
and go.
But
everybody,
technically, you can use
the Millennium Falcon to defend your house.
Huh?
You can use Lego Millennium.
Oh, you're a janky.
Every window, every door, little bits of upturned Lego. At the windows.
But
burglar steps in.
The thing is,
back out.
Kind of,
you're not building the Millennium Falcon, you're setting a trap.
But you're saving yourself.
But backtracking here, so both Sean and Christopher right now just admitted they're biased. Right?
Yeah.
Thomas, did you ever do the big thing with the Star Wars thing?
I only watch Star Wars show, but I'm a non-biased partner.
Right. Jack.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever like play with the Legos and the Star Wars and watch all
that?
Yeah,
I love the Lego Star Wars.
But did you do it to the extent that these two did? Would you say you have a
bias? No, because
Zilla was more of a G.I. Joe.
When I love an action man.
I really
love action man.
I was kind of an action man.
The thing is, so really...
Can I interrupt for a second? Do you know I used to have an RC Hummer that would fit, right, five HMM Armed Forces guys? You drove around the house, you have five HMM Armed Forces guys, and you get a little bit of string and attach, like the vehicle of choice, like an artillery gun or something behind them. It was...
Those were the days, man.
The thing is, though... So you just admitted you guys are biased here, but in the conversation, what would you say? Because I think it's first. Is everybody here seen all three of the?
Can
new
we just
Star
keep
Trek?
Talking about Lego?
Yeah, can we talk about toys?
See with Lego, I once threw a piece of string out the window, right? Tied it from the top of my window all the way down to the other end of the garden in the back of the garage. I made a wee cable car out of Lego. I put stuff on it. And I sent it all the way down.
Man!
It was actually genius, and I was like seven.
Do you know what I did?
Yeah.
I bought it, like, my grand always go to Cardboard Sale and just pick up bags and bags of Lego for me. So I just bring it home and just like build massive big fucking blocks of it and throw it out the window and it just go. And it was amazing.
And you lose pretty much 90% of every.
No, I actually got most of it back because it always came as one
piece. Like, that's a Lego shape in your chicken throat.
Get all the figures and just have them do a massive battle. So I'd send him with these guys and move those guys, get my head to go around and blow things up.
Do you know what I used to do? I used to have Lego City is like the real life version, right?
Like,
I had Lego City, but I had a wee city in my bedroom floor, and I had Star Wars. So like they'd be like, oh shit, boys, the Millennium Falcon's coming, and the Millennium Falcon would scoop in, pick up the mail from that city, and go away. But it'd be like so unrelated to Star Wars. It was just the fact that it was a Millennium Falcon.
The thing,
cool.
I was never a big Lego person. I wasn't.
Board games.
I was arguing
over Monopoly.
I wasn't even board games.
Remember Mousetrap? It was so much.
I never got
to
play that.
And I do remember it was amazing, but never worked.
Did you ever just play with it?
Yeah, you just play with it.
I've never actually played
with it. I've played fraud with Monopoly. You just give yourself so much cash.
No, your family go, all right, we're going for a 5 minute break. 200 quid.
I just played the game fat.
See, if Monopoly.
Have you guys seen that
if
video
Monopoly
of the child
end up
crying
in a fight
and
then found where it weren't playing it right?
Do you know the one thing I used to do? I used to pay for like one hotel, just one hotel.
Mm.
But now you had to pay for four houses
first
before you could get a hotel. I used to just pay straight for the hotel and I knew it was cheap, but I was like, hotel please. And I never paid for the four houses. It was so cheap.
Do you have Monopoly?
Probably.
Monopoly. Let's play Monopoly.
Monopoly's on this game that just takes days.
It
can last forever.
See, the good thing about the Monopoly you've got is its cards, which just
we've got that.
Monopoly is designed to go on forever. It's just never ends.
It's a rainy day.
That's
type
what Monopoly Junior.
Yeah, but that.
No,
that's
not acting.
You guys need to get the £5 note.
You're such a fucking failure, Christopher. Why do you have to?
We're all talking about
like Star Wars.
We're talking about the hardcore Monopoly.
The one with
and you're talking about the
shit.
The junior Monopoly.
Everyone boo him.
Boo.
This is the average intelligence of a Celtic sport.
You're the Star Wars.
Oh, we went there.
Come on, you boys in junior Monopoly kids.
Sorry.
More than ticks. More than ours. I don't follow football, I really don't understand it, but I'm saying all I know is ticks.
At least we won trophies.
More than the Rangers. Have you not seen the Rangers trophy room?
Have you not seen this outside?
I have a brick.
They won the Champions League.
The Ibrox.
Oh, the Champions League.
That's a very big thing. That's pretty much the best team in Europe.
I'm more of a rugby guy.
Europe's a failing continent.
I'm more of a you know,
gamer guy.
Yeah. I'm more of a World Cup type guy.
Esports and all that.
I mean, you have to give it to him. At least he actually plays football and not on FIFA. Like, he plays it for real.
I used to do that.
I don't play FIFA.
Nah, I'm not giving that.
I make football changes.
Do you
know what Celtic is? And Celtic players and Celtic fans, the people that like to reassure themselves that their team's actually good by going, our team's amazing, and your team sucks!
Celtic's good in the sense that they hide away from the real competition down in England and just sell here with a bit.
They're not allowed to move.
Celtic are the version of us playing Unihawk. We would just if we actually went up
against... We look amazing, but we're not.
If we actually went up against really Unihawk players, Unihawk would... It's a massacre.
What was that, 7-0 trump by Barcelona?
He did beat Barcelona a few years ago.
A few years ago. What was that last year? Back in 2008.
I think it was 2013, 2012.
How many years ago was that? I must have been about
2. It might be 2014.
Aren't we supposed to be talking about toys?
No, see, Celtic. To be honest, I think I've found a new theme for this episode.
Theme.
Nostalgia. I just thought of that myself. I just came up.
Do you know?
That.
I think that's a really nice idea.
Do you know? So that's an
absolutely fantastic.
How did you come up with that?
I mean, you know what I mean?
That's so sweet. That's so emotional.
So are we all going with nostalgia?
Makes me feel all nostalgia. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
So, anyways, let's
see. What is the most nostalgic thing?
Oh,
man!
Cartoon
Network.
Star Trek, the original
Boomerang.
Series.
Boomerang. Oh no, who remembers Jetix? It was Fox TV or something, and it kind of, that's what Jetix was.
Yeah.
And it went nowhere.
Did it have like a funny watch?
Was it Disney XD replaced it or something?
Can I just say one thing? You're all talking about fucking Cartoon Network and all that piss, right? That fucking get to shit.
What
right?
The fuck are you gonna
do? Nickelodeon.
No, Tom.
Disney
it's
XD. Hannah Montana. Can't get any better than
someone that. Someone tell me the best TV show of all time. Nickelodeon.
Don't use Disney.
Tell the Legend of Aang.
No.
Not as good as Tom and Jerry.
Drake and Josh. No, do you know what? Last Airbender, I tried it. I really did.
Oh shit, what's that new one?
I did.
Use my skill!
Charlie.
Use the skill.
It was at best an itchy and scratchy.
Do you remember the Disney XD Charlie?
It's not even the animation. I'm talking about the animation.
No, you're not.
No, because the thing is, the Last Airbender, regardless of what you say, the Last Airbender falls down that kind of...
interesting characters.
No, the Last Airbender falls down that kind of anime route of like over-the-top, unfunny dialogue.
You know, just mess up the internet. Amazing characters.
Half of this crew on
their
fucking phones right now.
No, I'm sending the scale over.
No, it's fine. We can shame them with the video.
We can the scale.
They can just see it right now.
I'm getting the scale ready.
Christopher's not even triggered.
You have a job.
Everybody's
just... I have a job. The best TV show.
I'm being triggered. Due time. Christopher's being triggered by my opinion of Last Airbender.
That was the best TV show of all time.
Hang on. Are you going to say that Last Airbender is the best show like in general of all time?
It's the best... Yes.
Right, okay. Thomas, do you want to help me here?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
What would you say is currently, at least, is the best TV show around?
Well, you mean right now?
Right now, yeah.
So
and possibly in general.
What?
Just like
you mean like kids shows?
Family Guy.
No, just like in general TV shows.
That's
oh,
yeah.
Game of Thrones.
That's that thing.
Dragon Six and Pieces.
Tigger.
This is current right now.
Is it Tigger used to bounce in his?
Dragon Six and Pieces.
Fancy one.
Yes. Dragon Six and Pieces. Last Airbender.
However, Thomas the Tank
Engine.
It's not the most nostalgic thing. Game of Thrones is definitely not the most nostalgic.
No, but it's one of the best shows around. In terms of nostalgia, though,
it's subjective. You all have. Everyone will have an individual thing that they like.
Which version?
Yeah.
You talk about the one that was like.
Yes.
Watch out for Shredder!
Possibly that one.
And it was like the big, like, muscular gimp guy that was just like blonde ponytail.
Possibly.
He was like. No, do you know what?
I think Toy Story is nostalgia in a film.
Robot Wars.
Chowder.
Maybe Cars as well.
Who remembers Chowder?
How to Train the Dragon.
That was a bit.
No,
that's not nostalgic. It's not nostalgic.
We were all a bit old.
I'm talking about when we got 2, 3, 4.
We were all a bit old.
Is it really nostalgic?
Who remembers Ben 10?
Me. I was never a Ben 10 fan. I never watched it.
Oh, Ben 10.
I don't know the actual figures. What's figures?
No, what was he used to do? He used to twist it and then.
That was, like, that was like a boy's best.
I remember that because
that's Kim fucking Possible.
I can't remember the noise he made. See when he turned it, it was like a.
Boop, boop.
What was it? It was like.
It was like a.
Bling, no.
Bling.
Yeah, it was like that.
You never actually saw him transform.
But you did. You saw like.
Maybe when I watched, it just cut to green and it would come to the sort of.
No, they did that when they didn't want to draw it out. They wanted to, like, quickly get him transformed, but they would always draw it out originally.
I would say one of the most nostalgic things that you can have is the music you grow up with.
Say, like, in fact, let's do, because you used to keep talking about it, right?
Who was in the bus?
No, I want to see who was
S Club 7.
The people. Back to the most nostalgic thing about it. Winnie the Pooh. What are the movies that.
There was movies?
There was movies. What's the biggest big movie? The Sega movie?
Oh there was. There was a Heffalump movie.
Heffalump! I still love the music. Even I listen to it to Nick, to even this day, and I still just love it. It's
exactly.
Deep in the
And someone's getting. Has your sister got a friend, Rowan? Which one?
It's actually Taylor.
Oh, fuck.
Is it Miss A?
Shut up!
Right, let's hear it.
They don't ask the guy's name is Chris.
No!
Lads.
Drinking John.
Is that favorite song for us?
That was the best song ever, man.
I
think we're too young to talk about nostalgia.
We can't.
I think we are.
We are. We are. We are too young to talk about nostalgia. But you know what? If I had to talk about. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. No, nobody watched that.
What?
Oh no! Stop recording.
I was trying to see what it said. I can actually read it.
Fuck!
We've run out of fucking death spaceship.
It's alright. I still got us in.
Right.
I'm sorry. He has about such ugly misses.
I guess we're not doing a video for this time.
No. We've said we've been doing video.
You can't.
Yeah,
one minute.
I have another tank engine. Nostalgia. Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, Thomas, just leave it.
Okay. It's fine. I have come to the conclusion we're too young for nostalgia.
Thomas the Tank
Engine. Exactly.
You should be like our parents' age should be talking about nostalgia when you're a kid.
See, in about 50 years' time, we'll warm me up, right?
That's when you talk about it.
No, I mean, we can be nostalgic about when we were 1, 2, 3, 4. Year old.
But none of that really means anything. When you're 1 or 2.
Oh, it does. It's reminiscing. It's nice.
See, it'll be these years, the school years, everyone's nostalgic about.
Eventually,
I've noticed that. No one ever talked about.
Wow, that was a good one.
That just got really quiet.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna bring it back out of the dark. Are we all excited for the Red Dead Redemption 2 game?
Yes.
But yeah.
I seem to be recording again, so we're alright.
Fuck yeah, boys.
Yes.
Are we?
Truthfully, what do you think the Red Dead?
So it might just turn off again. If it does, then we're fucked. But you know.
I'll make a warning signal.
We're going up!
Stop.
No wait, stop! Below there!
Stop!
Something live does like chat.
That's a book reference.
Lads, my dad's design.
Oh my god!
Do we just continue or what?
There's someone watching us!
I don't know what
we're doing.
Right.
Ah! That was
why
just a
why is
that?
Mum.
No, Mum just licked the window. Anyways, that was a
There's this big circle there in the window from where she went. No, part of me really wishes that when she did that, just went.
Jack, you're gonna have to turn the camera.
Right, back to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Gonna suck.
Christopher, truthfully, what do you think will be in the game?
It'll be a prequel.
Like, no, like
cowboys!
Like, do you think there'll be any new features or.
Cowboys!
Try and predict at least one thing. I think you can swim. You can now swim.
Fair enough.
That would be nice.
So I think that adds in when you go into water, you don't die.
No, I think that adds in a kind of survival.
Do you know what I would like to see?
What?
One thing I would like to see, and I don't know why, is just. Do you know how you always get a safe house in the game, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough, you got a safe house in Red Dead.
I wish you could save it. Like,
no.
A whackable ranch.
You got the.
I wish you could just pause it.
No, I wish what you could do, right? And this is something I don't know why. I wish you could get your own train. Which became your safe house.
Like in Syndicate.
Like a train Syndicate.
As in, not even just a train with like a cart or two carts or three carts, but on the carts, like one cart can be for your horses, one cart can be for your.
That's
bird.
Right,
though.
Or I wish you could drive the train.
What? No, that's what I mean.
I don't know if it would. No,
you can just imagine the horses really escaping your
horses and drive the country. Country. You know, you always should have driven it. Stop.
Yeah.
I wish you could take
it. I mean, the thing is though. This kind of comes out of it. We've all talked about wanting a Red Dead Redemption 2.
Never happened.
But the thing is, now that it's actually happened, the more you think about
Rory's
it.
Rory's trying to be edgy.
No, I'm not trying to be edgy. I'm just trying to make a fact here. Besides a couple of things, it kind of comes back down to the fact that Red Dead Redemption was kind of perfect for what it was. So what can you do? What can you do though? Here's the thing. But the thing is though, the doctrine actually makes sense though, because you could maybe change. That's what I'm saying. There's a couple of things here. Like maybe you need to continue driving the train.
Yeah, but before your head even underwater sometimes.
The only thing you could really do is improve the graphics. And even then, Red Dead Redemption still holds up. Because even the Grand Theft Auto, there's so many things you can either go, oh, do you know what, let's maybe go a little bit to the future, or let's just go to another part of the world. But with the Western thing, if you went to another part of the world, you kind of betray the whole fact that it's a Western. Red Dead Redemption, there's really nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing they could do is tell another story.
I think it'll make a bigger map.
Do you think it'll still be Mexico? Like, partially?
Maybe.
See, if it's the route that was it Christopher
Challenge. I think it'll be the same USA Mexico.
I think they'll kind of focus on the LA bit of the West. And like
I think, Joe, I think
prequel to the game, John Marston will still be alive. Well, the thing is, if they go a prequel route, then they can go elsewhere.
I think what they'll
focus on the LA bit of the West.
Yeah. I think what they'll do is, you know, in Grand Theft Auto, you had three guys.
Yeah.
I think it'll be three guys in John Marston's gang, but you won't be John Marston. You'll still be there, but you won't get a deal. They've run a risk of ruining it if they do.
You see the thing Rockstar do with like GTA, like the characters from like GTA 4 you can't meet in GTA 5.
That's
and GTA 6.
That's kind of a
Jeepers Creepers Easter egg
because it's kind of like it's like Max Payne as well.
There was loads of Easter eggs and like there was a Clint Eastwood and stuff.
The werewolf.
I'm not sure if I believe the werewolf or not, to be honest with you. I think someone would have caught it properly by now.
It's one of those legends.
To be honest,
the mysteries.
There is supposedly a gravestone of Clint Eastwood, I think. One of Clint Eastwood's characters.
The whole thing is you are a walking tribute.
I am a walking tribute.
Give me Back to the Future 3.
No, that was a terrible movie.
Back to the Future 3.
It was the worst one.
The thing is, nobody ever says, oh, I remember Back to the Future 3.
No, it's always Back to the Future. Or the second one, because it went.
Nobody even mentions the second one though.
Yeah, the second one's the one that went to the future, wasn't it?
Yeah. The thing is, Back to the Future 2 is a good idea, but I don't think it was done quite right.
Because was it 2016 or 2015 it went to?
Went to 2015.
The second one was
21st of October 2015.
Because that's when everybody was like, oh my god, we've actually reached the point that Back to the Future.
Nothing
was happening. We're as far forward.
When someone says they love Back to the Future, they're not just referring to one single movie, they're referring to
no,
all
I
three.
Think that, because then they'd say, oh, I love the Back to the Future movies. I love the Back to the Future trilogy. Because no one ever says, oh, I love Star Wars, I suppose.
Yeah, see, I can't really remember the plot of the third one. I can remember the second one and the first one.
Martin's gonna fly and literally dies because he gets.
Then he sees the gravestone for Doc Brown, and then so he goes back in time to save him, he gets a girlfriend. And then they were.
Why does he have to go that far back?
Because that's
18
he was flying the car and then he got struck by lightning. And then he got sent back.
Well, okay, here's the incident of going back to the future. This might sound like heresy. Back to the Future remake?
No.
No. Let's the old saying, let sleeping dogs
okay,
lie.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's just for shits and giggles. Say...
What kind of Ghostbusters?
Say a studio... Because here's the thing, the Ghostbusters...
Oh,
that was Ewan's
just triggered.
Yeah, but to be fair, the Ghostbusters thing was doomed from the fucking start.
No, the Ghostbusters was a good movie. They picked up, fucked it, and put it back on the ground.
No, because Marty McFly will make... Martha McFly.
No.
Here's the thing.
Or Martina.
For shits and giggles. For shits and giggles. Pitch it back to the Future movie, because if a studio comes to you.
Everyone will
says,
be a girl except Biff because he's a bad guy.
No, Biff.
Yeah, that's what they'll make Biff the big bad fucker, and he's because he's the
it's
guy.
It's going to be a white male.
It'll be a white
like,
male.
Here's the thing though. How would you do a Back to the Future remake? If someone said to you.
I
no,
yeah,
but if someone said to you, we're going to give you this. Or we're gonna give it to some guy that doesn't give a fuck and he's gonna completely ruin it, or we're gonna give it to you. Like me.
No, you let
you've
it
gotta let it go.
You make a
but
sequel.
If you had to, what would
you make a sequel?
I wouldn't have to because
no.
Free World.
Right, you have what's his name? What's the actor that played?
Christopher Martin. You couldn't have Michael J. Fox anymore.
That's Michael J. Fox.
The only way you could probably do it is Marty McFly in the future.
You have
30 years' time, and Marty McFly is like, hey kid, you want to go into the future? That's the only way you could possibly do it. Because
see,
Doug Brown still has the train. Doug Brown still has the Back to the Future, the time traveling chain. So he's done going around, he's really old now. He comes back and he goes to meet Marty again for the last time before he dies.
The thing is,
his son's there.
Is there a great guy that's in that film about time? That's about time travel. It's actually better than Bad Future, I think. Bill Nye, the science guy, or Bill Nye the actor? It's actually quite good. He's in a science movie. In some aspects, it is better. It's sort of more thought provoking than Back to the Future.
Well, the thing is, see if you did a Back to the Future, you'd have to. The first thing I know for a fact, if they were going to do it, the first thing they'd have to do is they'd have to go the Force Awakens route, where it's not a reboot or a remake. It's like you know that kind of new trend where they've kind of discovered people will forgive you. No, you know that new route that people have gone where
it's annoying, man.
Yeah, but for the remake, it'd be his auntie.
You know the new route where people will forgive you if you include the original ones as canon. So if they did a Back to the Future reboot, it would or a sequel, they would basically do Back to the Future, but instead it's like the son of Marty McFly or some other guy.
That's exactly what you said.
And he comes
they
to.
They didn't hear you.
No one heard
that's
you.
That's a fantastic
idea. Again, it's just
brand
one of those moments
idea.
When you go, I
no.
said that.
Back to the Future train.
Did anyone hear Sam say that?
Did anyone hear him say that? I heard train and go back in time.
I had train back in time.
I said, Doug Brown's old.
This was Back to the Future. Yes.
Doug Brown's old.
I heard him say that.
Thank you.
That's.
We'll check back on it then. Either way, whether he said it or not, that's the only way you would get away with it if you included the other ones as canon and you had Doc Brown or Marty McFly going, here, take the DeLorean. It's yours.
You have to get out of that car, the DeLorean.
The DeLorean
no,
is
no, no,
gone. The DeLorean's gone. It's snatched.
You make
him
a brand new one.
No, because
don't go
that,
back in time
that's
it.
The Robocop. They just make him big and black and you. There is like,
do you know what they should do? Right? The typical gangster SUV.
Nissan GTR.
No. The typical gangster SUV.
Lancer Range Rover.
The Cadillac.
No, it has to be a really unreliable car.
Yeah.
It has to be.
To be fair though, see, I
this is the game.
2011. To be fair, I'd be against a Back to the Future remake, but at the same time, how amazing would it be? Imagine this, you're sitting there, you're in the IMAX, a good IMAX. There's all these excited people. It's a new Back to the Future movie, and you're thinking, is it going to be too good? And all of a sudden, you hear in the system. It's a brand new one, it's the original theme, but it's all brand new and updated, and then all of a sudden, it's booming. Tell me you wouldn't feel.
See, that's what I was thinking, like, oh shit, I've had my wallet in my pocket, where's my popcorn? Am I ready for this?
Oh,
wait, it's dark.
Oh my god!
So,
but tell me you wouldn't feel.
I'd be excited to hear the theme tune and stuff like that, but then it'd open up into some bullshit story.
Ah, you'd think, wait a minute, I've seen this before.
You'd see a pair of women like, I can't get the DeLorean to work quickly, use the power of feminism, and then they'll.
That would make the.
Okay,
Do you know what? Back to the future.
Thank you.
A bunch of feminists actually go back in times like the Victorian era where women aren't allowed to go anywhere at all. It's back to
Saudi Arabia.
That would be
beautiful.
It's back to like what was it? What was it? Fuck, what's the name of the. The suffragettes. It's back to the suffragettes.
We
fight for women.
They go.
The DeLorean.
I think I can top that.
Doc Brown, great Scott!
I think we can make it slightly better. Instead, the women go forward into the future and aren't allowed to do anything again.
Mate, do you know what?
Women are enslaved.
You're
oh my god! Why have you saved her
up? Now we're shutting this down because it's getting too far.
Yeah.
And we're upsetting too many people. Yeah.
No one
done.
Watches this.
They don't give a shit, that's it done.
The thing is,
disclaimer, we support feminism, that was a joke.
It was all a joke, baby.
He says it's a joke.
It's a joke. Sure it was a joke.
Yeah, Rory, why did you say feminism was a joke?
I can't tell your fault.
I'm gonna slap her.
That happened off
air. I'm sorry, what?
I'm gonna slap her ass. Anyways,
wow.
Back to Rory doesn't like feminism.
Oofed.
I suspect this,
this is a bad conversation. I think we should change the topic.
Get on with the show then.
Should we get on with this very soon?
What we need to do is next episode bring on some women to like.
Yeah.
To
get
show that we're not that bad.
Yeah. Get some perspective in this bitch.
Diversity.
Hmm?
I mean the dance group will get diversity.
Why don't we all bring a girl with Jack?
Where are we going to fit them all?
Jack, everyone.
We can just put them in the corner.
Whoa!
Hands down.
I forget we're in camera.
Christopher did that.
We'll just put them in the glass ceiling.
Nah, because what if they were shooting
outside the window?
Everyone gets texts at the same time.
It was ring ring.
Right, I'm smart.
I have.
I'm silent.
That's I didn't get a text message.
It's because you said it.
All right, okay.
Nobody likes you, yo. That's why.
We should probably change the topic back.
Right, we're borderline 50 minutes, so we're probably just about to wrap it up.
We probably will, yeah.
In conclusion,
Rory doesn't like feminism. Back in the Future should stay the same the way it is.
No, really.
Toys are cool.
Star Wars is better than Star Trek.
Excuse me! Objection!
And toys...
Who's the professional one though?
And my Facebook decided to...
The new Star Trek is better than the Star Wars.
Let's just say they're alright.
They're both alright.
Star Trek is different though, don't worry.
Generic sci-fi film with characters you've heard of before.
Join us in the next 2 weeks.
Throw predictable plot lines.
This conversation will still be going on.
So Star Wars.
Please mind the gap we're letting from this train.
Here's the thing. What is the plot difference in the Star Wars movies? What's different about them?
This one's.
All of them in general. Yeah. What's the difference? No, don't listen to like other full synopsis. But like, what's
you know
different
what
about one?
Yeah,
like,
Pesh.
Cash grab.
Cash grab.
They're all cash grab. They're all the exact same. You haven't even seen the new Star Trek though.
No.
You haven't even seen Star Trek. You don't even have the opinion because
you've
not seen Star Trek, Star Trek Into Darkness, or Star Trek Beyond. You haven't seen them.
I've compared trailers. I've seen the Star Wars trailers. I've seen the Star Trek trailers.
The trailers aren't enough.
I think the Star Trek trailers are better than the Star Wars trailers. Because all you see for Rogue One is a wee teaser of Darth Vader and then he's hard
to
get
the because
basically, all we saw of Darth Vader was in the trailer.
Because
here's like Rogue One.
The Star Trek trailers.
It's all the same.
No, here's the thing though.
It's all Star Wars.
I like the Star Wars trailers, but every single Star Wars trailer is always. Remember, Star Wars, that happened only once in the original. always... teaser for the new Star Trek. Since then, it's been original content, original trailers,
you know what it's like?
Original.
It's as if they've made, like, we've read a wiki, have like, how to make a Star Wars trailer. One, use the word hope. Second, use a big thing like the Death Star planet. Third,
don't play it in the prequels. Play the Star Wars
show some sad looking women like. Fourth,
play the
show
Star
some
Wars
sweaty
theme.
Black guy.
Can I just do that?
Have like some sort of spoof of Han Solo.
Can I fucking shut the lights, right? I've watched Star Trek and I've watched Star Wars, and this is my personal opinion, right?
What Star Trek?
No, but
personal.
Which Star Trek?
Personal.
The new ones.
Personal.
The new ones and the old ones. I've got all the old ones in video.
DVD. Some of the old ones are quite bad. Though.
Yeah, I would admit that.
They're not
personally, I like the whole fact that Star Trek links in with like Earth and stuff like that, or like, you know. It's like, it's kind of, it's possible. It could happen. I could potentially go fucking fly the USS Enterprise. Cause
you've got the first edition, the drone.
But anyways, what I'm trying to say is, although Star Trek kind of fills the whole deep space exploration, like discovering things, whereas Star Wars is more like,
Shoot,
fight,
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 shoot.
But Star Trek also now does that, so it's now got the best of both.
So it was clearly a part of the space for Star Trek.
Here's how I always read it. You ever had sci-fi fun or sci-fi nerdiness?
But Star Trek's fun now.
No, one thing I want to say about Star Wars.
Star Trek has Beastie Boys. Okay, here's a point. Now this is a point that can very easily be torn apart in some ways. Star Wars was technically speaking not dead, it was still around, okay? Star Trek was dead, okay? And then J.J. Abrams came back, and instead of doing what The Force Awakens did, which he also did, basically, which is basically just retread A New Hope, it literally rebooted the franchise, leave little Easter eggs here
alternate
and there,
dimension.
And it made an alternate dimension, and it made an original film. How many people do you see coming back now, in retrospect, talking about the original Star Trek, and by the original, I mean like the 2009 one, and saying, well, this was completely copied. And how many people do you see coming back and saying, oh, well, Force Awakens just completely did this all over again?
No.
How many people, okay, Star Trek, I have yet to hear someone come back and say, well, they did that in the original, Star Trek Into Darkness admittedly did that, but the original Star Trek, they changed it a lot, though.
So
but the thing is, the original Star Trek did retread a lot of ground.
They
the
use,
thing is,
they use the original like series as
yeah.
like.
The thing
so
is,
you think Episode 8 is going to do exactly the same as Episode 5? You think Episode 9?
I don't know if it will. I don't know if
it
will. All I know is Star Trek.
So you forgive Star Trek for copying? You just said they copied the first, the originals.
I said the second
so
one.
Give,
I said the second one was actually was called out for copying more. But the thing
it
is,
didn't copy. It just kind of
it
influenced. Like,
although no, to be fair, Into Darkness did take a lot from Wrath of Khan.
You know,
it was better than the original.
Oh, people, I did not think you were going to like it. I don't think he got
bandwagon.
The Force Awakens thing.
I really like the bandwagon.
Everyone liked it. Now everybody has to hate it.
I'm making a point though. I'm saying.
I don't think he would join on it.
I'm not on it though.
No,
no, no. I'm saying that Star Trek, by comparison to Star Trek and Star Wars, how many people do you hear coming back talking about Star Trek and going, oh, I completely copied this, I completely copied that, and then how many people come back and talk about The Force Awakens copying things? I hear nobody say that about Star Trek, but all I can hear now is the Star Wars one.
No, it's
that's
the best
Star Wars.
Star Wars,
and it was mine.
Star Wars is a meme now.
Everyone's forgotten about Star Trek.
Has it? Have they really?
Yeah.
How come
really?
We can remember it?
How come we're talking about it right now?
I can remember it.
I can remember it was a good
the first one was actually very good.
That's
the first
thing.
Reboot.
And this is the guy that's really going to the galaxy.
Everyone talks about Star Wars.
Everyone makes fun of Star Wars when they talk about it. It's always the prequels. It's always Emperor Palpatine. And they don't even like that.
Last few weeks even.
Here's the thing. Star Trek, when you were talking about the nerdyisms, Star Trek doesn't do that anymore. But these new ones don't do that.
They have Chris Pine. Right.
These
that.
New ones are cool.
Star
I'll say this. I'm actually going to make the point here. Ewan's going to disagree with me because he doesn't like it. And Thomas is going to disagree with me. I think Khan is a much better villain than anything that was presented in the new Star Wars movies. The prequels and the new one.
Actually,
Khan is a better villain than
I'd agree
Kylo.
With that.
And I defended Kylo Ren.
I don't
you know.
I don't think you can count Darth Vader as a villain in Rogue One because it was more Krennic was a villain.
Yeah, I you know I defended Kylo Ren in a lot of ways, but if I had to choose between who as a bit was a better villain, was more menacing, was more effective, Khan.
Who's been more developed?
Khan. Because he's still alive.
Then you should have developed him in the movies for Star
he's
Wars.
Three movies to be developed. In fairness, the developed Kylo Ren was actually good for the time they had. But
how many movies has Khan in?
Here's the thing though.
One.
One.
That's all we
needed. And he's made more of an impact than Kylo Ren has.
Kylo Kylo Ren cried. He's not a proper
technically
Sith.
One, but it's a different character.
I know Kylo has a stupid name and stuff, but like.
And may I disclaimer? I like Kylo Ren. I'm a defender of Kylo Ren. But you know what Khan did in his first movie? The first time we ever saw this Khan. He took out basically crippled Starfleet.
That was true.
He at the time led to the death of Kirk. Granted, he got revived in some stupid bullshit thing, but either way, he led to the destruction of half of San Francisco. And he basically corrupted an entire government organization just for the sheer fear of him in one movie.
And he was
and
a
he also managed
bastard.
To practically
and Kylo
destroy.
Ren killed his dad.
He sent the Enterprise falling out of the sky.
Oh, do you remember that?
Uh-huh. And here's what Kylo Ren did in his movie. Granted, again, I like Kylo Ren,
yeah,
but here's what Kylo Ren did in his movie.
His opening scene.
That
was
he cut
freezes
the
blaster bolt in
the
air.
He freezes the blaster bolt. Do you know what Khan does in his first scene? Okay, so Kylo Ren stops a bolt and kills an old guy. Khan, in his first scene, manipulates a man using his emotional weakness to basically sabotage and blow up an entire station. And he's not even on screen in that. Okay, and then his actual on screen.
That was Mickey from Doctor.
That was Mickey from Doctor. And then his second, technically classes proper on screen actions. He murders an entire Starfleet meeting session. And then escapes.
He kills one of the
biggest
characters.
And then in his next scene, he takes in an entire Klingon fleet.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He basically wipes out the equivalent of the SAS of the one go. And then
well,
he manages
a quite small squad.
Okay, so this was like a massive SAS squad.
And then
SAS team.
Yeah. And then he manipulated Kirk to get something that he wanted. And then he basically used Kirk to get the even bigger ship. That then he used to basically wipe out.
Basically,
what
like
the and what did the First Order do? People don't look it.
What did the First Order do? They made a Death Star
they
and then they lost
five
it.
Planets and completely destroyed the.
I haven't
world.
Seen that.
Can
that
you name the planets?
Planet. That was.
Can you name the planets?
No, wasn't that was
yes,
that was a.
Can you name the planets?
That wasn't Kylo Ren.
Can you name the planets?
Planet one.
I actually know the
name.
That wasn't Kylo Ren.
I actually know the name of the planet.
That was that ginger guy.
Ron Weasley's brother.
General Hux.
General Hux. Right, okay. Here's the thing. What did Kylo Ren do besides kill an old guy, stop a blast of bolt, and kill
two
his
old
dad?
Guys. Two old guys.
Two old guys. Okay, he kills two old guys, and then he kills Han Solo.
He's the other
and he loses a fight to Rey. Again, I'm a defender of that scene, but he loses his fight to Rey.
Han Solo is the other old guy.
He loses a fight to someone who's not even trained. Let's be honest. He's been trained more than
she
has.
To be fair, though, I've argued for that case. But even then, Khan, he's just been a Cumberbatch. He's just a better villain. And Ewan is even defending
him.
And Ewan's not a big fan.
I don't see
Thomas,
the big deal.
Thomas hates Benedict Cumberbatch. He finds him annoying. Ewan didn't even like... I was the one that was praising Khan. He was like, he's not that good. But even he is saying that he was better than
Benedict Cumberbatch does
work. And the thing is, though, you can't say it's an unfair argument because both have only had one movie. Technically speaking, if Kylo Ren has an entire trilogy and he's still not as good as Khan in that one movie, what does that tell you?
No. Cumberbatch...
Well, granted, we haven't seen those yet, but what we can say...
Khan
really...
See,
Khan really got into your skin. Khan really got...
This is a reboot.
Cumberbatch does the one thing he does best is be a moany bastard on screen, and that's what he
and
does.
And not be
Khan.
Annoying.
Because they've
there's only one way to settle this.
It wasn't up.
Well, there's one way to settle. There's one way to settle this. We'll use his scale for everybody. And whoever will use
bad opinions, but
here's the thing.
I mean,
Kylo Ren had one movie, and granted they're trying to expand it. But I understood exactly where Khan was coming from. I understood exactly what he wanted, and in some ways, I was with him. You know, he was blackmailed into doing something, and now he thinks that something bad has happened to the people that he cares about. Like, why does Kylo Ren turn to the dark side?
Do you know what I like about Star Wars?
Kylo Ren turns to the dark side because he's a troubled child who was sexually abused as a child.
Have you ever heard
Jesus.
Pablo Hidalgo?
I've
heard of
what?
Pablo Hidalgo. No. That's why R2-D2 went into sleep mode because he was caught.
He's one of the head of the
creator.
He's
so traumatized.
Right, okay. Back in 1980s, he was a massive fan of Star Wars. He came into the company and now he's...
What's this got to do with Khan and Kylo Ren?
He and everyone else has planned out every single movie, every single TV show, makes sure nothing clashes, other novels, comics, everything's planned out.
Okay,
that's what happened. And they know the story. They know what's going to happen. They know the
yes,
characters.
But
they're planning for. They're
do you know what
for,
I like about Star Wars?
They're planning for about three different movies, extra books, extra comics, extra games, everything.
The comic.
They're going to develop Kylo Ren over time. Khan had one movie.
And he's a better villain.
Yes, but they've planned it over several movies. They're giving it more time.
Yes, but you know what? Kylo Ren was supposed
Star
to be the biggest...
Star Trek didn't need more
Star Trek
time.
Didn't need more time. They need more time to develop.
Yes.
Khan doesn't need to have more development.
You know,
he's just a good
that
villain.
I've got a good point. Do you know what I liked about Khan? You could understand why Khan was doing what he did. Kylo Ren, you couldn't really... I mean, he said he wanted to be Darth Vader, but to be honest... You don't want to grow up.
But why does he
want
to be Darth Vader?
Okay,
let's do it.
Why?
Because
what, the only
to be honest, right? I love Star Wars to bits, right? And probably y'all know that. But Kylo Ren was a shit villain.
I was.
I'm putting that out there.
I wouldn't say shit, but he's not good.
No.
Again,
Kylo
I'm just gonna
Ren
say I'm gonna say well done to Christopher for standing his ground here. But you,
you've lost.
But Khan,
not yet.
But
there's
Khan
no,
is
no
just
point
better.
For Kylo Ren having a mask, right? Darth Vader had a mask because his face was so physically fucked up. Emperor Palpatine, he didn't have a fucking mask, did he?
He just had the hood.
No, to be fair, the whole mask was part of his character.
He won't Star Trek.
The reason why he has the reason why he has the mask is to hide the fact that he's not.
No, well, to hide the fact that he's a Chibu.
Who owns Star Trek?
It's
who owns Star Trek?
The people. The company. Yes. Who owns Star Wars?
Disney. Lucasfilm.
Disney owns Lucasfilm.
What's the Lucasfilm of Star Trek?
The people.
Wait, what?
As in, we've got a head of creative section, we've got an entire... We've got people...
Universal.
What?
That sounds like a lot of bureaucracy.
That sounds like a lot of political...
That sounds a lot of farms
they're
filling in instead of making a movie.
Here's another point. You know, have you ever heard of the term short and sweet? Or get to the point?
Guys, I've had an amazing
You don't
want to
drag out
your
point
of pulling our Facebook page using my skill. How do you rate this?
Wait, hold up.
He said my sex life was short and sweet.
No, we got to hold up, right? Rory goes, what was it you said? You got
to the phrase short and sweet.
And then fucking Christopher goes, just let yourself sex life fucking destroy.
Now, at least Rory has a decency not to destroy Christopher after this, but his sex life.
Yeah.
Which we could easily do now with some top information.
His hand and...
But to be fair, I wouldn't expect anything less from a Celtic.
Is that how you stick all your
neither
leg pieces together?
Oh!
I don't have a point, but I want to end this once and for all. We'll use you in scale. And
we have to end it. It's borderline.
Right,
this
is what the scale
is. One more point. It's the fact that...
Meh!
Hopefully this is a good one.
Meh!
And make sure it's about Kylo Ren and Khan, because the competition.
That was all about Kylo Ren and Khan.
Okay.
Star Wars has planned out for years.
So?
They wanted to keep it going, it's being rebooted, it's back.
Yep.
And everyone's happy.
I love it.
Yes. Star Trek was planned for, what, a trilogy?
It was planned for Star Trek.
I would like to counteract this with an analogy.
What's the...
All we can say is the European Union was planned for years and now look what's happened. Article 50 was designed never to be triggered.
Right.
It's about to be triggered.
Just to make my final point, because I got a final point.
Has that made it yet?
Here's the thing. We're talking about Kylo Ren and how they're wanting to drag out Kylo Ren, okay? A good villain shouldn't need an entire comic book line series, movie series, game series to be good. He should just be good in this one moment and this one movie. Kylo Ren wasn't the only reason Kylo Ren was more memorable than
is because he had that lightsaber.
Is because the lightsaber and the fact that he is in a Star Wars film and is the mask.
And
Khan,
he's a son of
someone. I know exactly what who Darth Vader looked like. I know exactly what Kylo Ren looked like.
We know that, right?
Because you've seen the movies.
Can I just say one thing, right?
You've not seen the movies.
Darth Vader needed one movie to become skinny, and.
You could have done us a transition.
Because Star Wars is planned to be one movie. They didn't think they'll get a trilogy out of it.
If you buy that for $4 billion, you're going to milk that.
No, he means before.
Because
they thought it was going to bomb. What do you rate Khan on the Nutcracker scale?
As a villain?
Yes. Do you know what I like about my Nutcracker scale? Can we apply it to
everyone? Okay.
Yeah, 5v1, but still gonna be biased.
I'm gonna rate Kylo Ren as a villain.
Okay.
Kylo Ren has some aspects of villain that's good. I like the fact that we've got a villain that's not actually as all powerful.
And fuck,
it isn't all as all powerful.
Shit.
Right, let's put it this way. No rating characters, right? If you had to rate Star Trek Into Darkness with
That's why we're doing the Force Awakens, right?
If you had to pick one and then rate it, right? So I'm gonna pick Force Awakens and it's definitely in my top five. So is that
Star Wars is the dog's bollocks. Star Wars is the dog's bollocks. Force Awakens is my favorite movie of all time. Right, I'm gonna do it numbered, so whoever has the most amount of points at the end loses. So I've got two of the dog's bollocks for Force Awakens. Now, which Star Trek are we doing? Are we doing the first one, Into Darkness? No, Into Darkness. Okay, let's finish Star Wars. Who's right? Okay, it's by the Force Awakens. The Force Awakens is, in a lot of ways, really good. Can you just pick a film? It's a really good film. Trek Awards. Star Wars is blue balls.
I'd give the Force Awakens the blue balls in retrospect.
Now, have you bought it on Blu-ray?
I'm gonna. Star Trek. Star Wars even. I think Star Trek Into Darkness.
Star Trek.
We'll wait for that.
Star Wars Force Awakens. Went to see it with you guys in IMAX. That was alright. That was good. I'll go see that again. Didn't see it again. So I've seen it twice. For that reason, I had no intention of buying it in DVD or Blu-ray. So it's got to be Juicy Box.
What number is that?
That is the five. The lowest of the.
That's four.
So that's five.
That's four, not.
Three bad, one that's lower.
Jack. Alright, okay. What do you, out of 1 to 6, 1's good, 6 is bad, what do you rate Force Awakens?
Well, when I went and see Force Awakens, it was a good movie, I'm not going to argue about that, but I didn't pick it up again. It was a good movie, so I'm going to give it a rating, probably same as you.
Juicy Balls.
Draft.
Okay.
Juicy Balls.
My opinion.
Juicy is one of the best, you said.
Right, Thomas, 1 to 6, pick one.
Well, I'm going to say 3, because I thought it was alright.
Juicy Balls.
Christopher, this is his favourite movie. Amen to that, brother. So, altogether, it has 17. Yeah, Star Into Darkness is my top. Okay, and for Into Darkness, start with Rory, number.
Starting Into Darkness, it's clearly a dog's bollocks. It was like, because I saw the IMAX, just like you and saw Star Wars, and it was one of the best experiences of.
Is that in your top five?
It's in my top five because I can accept its flaws, but I rewatch Star Trek Into Darkness, like, because it's on Netflix, so I rewatch it at least once or twice every few months. It's just gotta be there. I accept its flaws, but it's so fun. It's so fun.
I would give Star Trek Into Darkness blue balls. I would buy it in Blu-ray. But Force Awakens gets fucking dog's balls.
Okay, and you?
Star Trek Into Darkness is my second favourite one. I think the first one for me was definitely the best.
But the first one is the best. Khan's a better villain, though.
I can't remember the one from the first one at that point. Yeah. So I think I'll have to give us some Juicy Balls as well.
Juicy Balls, okay.
I don't know Jack. If I like that smoke system.
Don't question the system.
The system works.
We'll see the system working in a minute. Once you've decided to win it.
Right, hurry up, we're borderline an hour and a half.
I didn't go and see the second one in cinema. I didn't go and see Star Trek Into Darkness in cinema, but I picked it up on DVD, and it was one of the greatest Star Treks. It was better than the first one in that time.
I haven't seen the third one. It's not as good as Into Darkness. The thing is, all the complaints were that Into Darkness was basically a rip-off of Wrath of Khan, but see if you hadn't seen Wrath of Khan, and you'd just seen Into Darkness.
There's so many Star Trek, you can do it, and it doesn't fly a rip-off of Wrath of Khan.
So what would you rate it? Juicy Balls. Would you go Juicy Balls? Dog's Balls to the top.
Juicy Balls is good, that's what I asked for.
It's Dog's Bollocks, Blue Balls, Juicy Balls. And then
dog's
bollocks. You get the dog's bollocks.
So he gives it the dog's bollocks.
It's in your top five movies of all time.
Not on my top five.
Okay, I'll put blue balls.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Rory. I really enjoy Star Trek Into Darkness. And Christopher.
Based on our points, he's not gonna see it now. It's on Netflix, so he technically could.
I don't have Netflix.
We'll watch it after the show.
buy
I'd rather
few,
not.
We'll buy a few on Blu-ray.
I've seen bad movies.
You don't have a choice.
Right, we have one more point. It's Christopher. So
he hasn't seen this. What do we do here?
I'm gonna vote for Christopher. Right. I can already tell what you're gonna say. You're gonna fucking say, dogs bollocks, Star Wars, Force Awakens, and fucking.
I wouldn't say Star Trek.
Fine.
I haven't seen this
also, but... kicking the
balls. It was kicking our balls off.
Shall we just default to average?
Yeah, just,
for
yeah that's what I was going to say.
Put it out. Okay, time to tally up.
Wait, what are your top 5 movies then?
What are my top 5 movies?
Wait, Christopher.
Can I have complete quiet, please? Right. As we know, Force Awakens got a total of 17. I will now tell you that Into Darkness got 11.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah.
If you added that up correctly, there was a lot
I'm pretty sure, because I was thinking, because I said that the Force Awakens was like a... Blu-ray.
I think it doesn't count.
Wait, no, because the top level's got to be 6, that makes more points.
Uh-huh.
So...
I don't think you add that up correctly.
17.
So we're at least
it's just
at 14.
Really confusing.
If it's at least at 17, 14 even.
Yeah.
Plus another.
Do you want to just do it again in numbers?
No, it's another 5.
Either way, I think
we can say it's higher.
I think we've established we're going to buy
Darkness. Let's put it this way. Four of us really like Star Wars. Two of us really like. Four of us really like Star Trek. Two of us like Star Wars. Let's end the show.
Jack and I don't
know. I think four of us.
Yeah, we don't like Darkness. One though. Anyways, guys,
I think four of us are biased though.
Anyways, guys, thanks for watching. I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Roy Meakin.
I'm Ian Bruce.
I'm Thomas Gray.
Pick one.
I'm pissed off.
Jackie Boy.
And I'm Montgomery Scotty.